I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 521, Lavish Love. You know, some people just go way overboard. Maybe it's in the way they laugh. They laugh loud and long, and everybody hears it. Or maybe they go overboard in their habits. They drink too much, spend too much, talk too much, whatever. You know, often excess is annoying and even damaging. Well, God goes overboard too, but it's amazing. It's His lavish love. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. Man, if we can love others lavishly like God has loved us, what a world we would have. If God's love and grace were ordinary, you see, it wouldn't get our attention, and frankly, it wouldn't be enough. Thank God that God's love is reckless by human standards. It's way over the top. It's lavish love. Give me about five minutes, to dive into the sea of God's lavish love, hear a portion of Scripture, ask a great question, pray about us being thankful for and living out that kind of love in our own lives. So think with me about Jesus' first miracle. It's recorded in John 2. Water to wine, you know the story. But it's not just a miracle. It's a story about abundance. 6 water pots, 30 gallons each. Now that's 180 gallons of water turned to wine. And the text says they were to fill them to the brim, Jesus said. To the tippy top. Get all you can in there, boys. Now, I know the feast was supposed to last for a week, and I don't know how many people there were, but how long would it take to drink 180 gallons of wine? That's abundance, because that's the God we serve. He's a God of abundance. Not one star, but millions of stars. Not one flower, but whole fields of flowers with crazy colors and different varieties and shapes. Not just a little bit of water, but oceans of water. Not just one mountain, but mountain ranges. Not just one insect, but all kinds of insects everywhere. Not just a little heaven, but an eternity of joy, peace, glory, and just right relationships all around. God is a God of abundance. Go hiking and see how God created plant and animal life that humans rarely even see. Or think about the planets that God created that are, at least right now, are so far away that we can't even get a glimpse of them with our most powerful telescopes or our rocket ships. You know, Jesus doesn't do something half-rate, halfway, so-so, it'll do, it's okay. When He fed the multitudes, there were whole baskets left over that were collected, 12 and 7 respectively, in the feeding of the 5,000 and 4,000. Our God is in the business of turning water into wine, sinners into saints, fear into courage, sorrow into joy, defeat into victory, despair into hope, and thank God, death into life. He doesn't just meet our needs, He gives in abundance. And in the story in John 2, He didn't just make 180 gallons of okay wine, ordinary wine, not too bad wine, but the best wine they had ever tasted. Because He is an extravagant giver, you never have enough. You have superabundance of what matters most. Maybe not health, maybe not wealth, but Him and hope. Paul experienced that kind of extravagant grace, and he wrote about it to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:13 and 14. Paul writes, "Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and an insolent opponent, I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed." Do you get that word? "Overflowed for me with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." You see, that's the story of abundance. He goes on to say, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." That's how grateful he was. Here's the great question. Can you think of just 5 ways that you have personally experienced God's lavish love? And would you thank Him for it right now? Let's pray this prayer from KristenBolt.com. Oh God, Your love cannot be contained, not now, not ever, and not by any conceivable or inconceivable thing. And because I am wrapped in Your love forever, I cannot be overcome by anything, including my doubt and my fear. Lord, I love You right back, And because I'm overwhelmed by your precious, powerful love for me, I offer my life as a sacrifice of love back to you. Use me to love others, Lord, the way you love me. I pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 522. And in the meantime, I love the way the message translates Psalm 145:16. Generous to a fault, you lavish your favor on all your creatures. You know, to the dying thief on the cross, he gave the gift of paradise. To a woman caught in adultery, he gave the gift of amazing grace and forgiveness. To the one who denied him, he gave the keys to the kingdom. He is lavish with his gifts. Let's bask this moment in his lavish love.